Asian carp were imported by fish farms in Mississippi and Arkansas to control algae. But the fish escaped during floods. They swam out of the fish ponds and into the Mississippi River, and they've been moving north ever since.
These are known to jump out of the water.
Thad Cook is on a tributary of the Mississippi River in Illinois. This river is more than 400 miles upstream from where the Asian carp first escaped the fish farms. Cook is looking for two types of Asian carp, known as the silver and bighead carp. It turns out, it's not hard to find them. He dips an electrified pole into the water, and the fish jump right out of the river and into the boat. Cook is with the Illinois Natural History Survey. His group, along with several others, have been making trips like this one for years. They've been keeping a close eye on where the fish are going. He takes a guess at how big this fish is.
No, he'll go, he's probably...
Hold him out there, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds.
His fish story could have gone a lot further. Some types of these carp can get up to 100 pounds. There aren't many fish that can compete with an appetite like that. Biologists are finding that these carp are pushing native fish species aside as they spread north through the Mississippi River system. And some fear it's only a matter of time before they swim into the Great Lakes. David Jude is a fisheries biologist with the University of Michigan.
I'm very concerned about what impact they would have in the Great Lakes because they're planktivores, which means they filter zooplankton from the water column. And they're just huge fish. And so they have the potential for having a tremendous impact on our ecosystems.
He says the silver and bighead carps are filter feeders. They pass up eating smaller fish and head straight for the bottom of the food chain. Jude says if Asian carp get in, it'll make a bad situation worse. The Great Lakes are already losing zooplankton from other invasive species. Asian carp could destroy a $4 billion a year sport fishing industry. And here is where the battle line is being drawn. The fish have been spotted 30 miles downstream from this spot on the Chicago Ship and Sanitary Canal. A century ago, engineers blasted through solid rock to connect the Great Lakes with the Mississippi River system. Chuck Shea is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
And any type of fish that would want to move between Lake Michigan and the Mississippi River Basin has to pass through the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. There's no other way to swim through, so they have to come through this body of water we're standing in front of right now.
Shea is in charge of the construction and maintenance of two electric fish barriers along this canal. When this barrier is online, machines will pulse electricity into the water. The electric current shocks the fish, making them swim away. This barrier hasn't been turned on yet. There have been delays due to funding shortages, and they're still doing safety testing with the Coast Guard. Right now, the only thing that would keep the carp from getting into the Great Lakes is a temporary electric barrier built 6 years ago. The good news is that there still seems to be a little time. Biologists say so far Asian carp haven't moved any closer than 30 miles from the barrier for the last couple of years. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.